Two crew of the Safrana Seville, anchored off the Sunshine Coast, have tested positive for COVID-19. The Ministry of Health says the ship is the most likely source of infection of two New Zealand port workers who were aboard it when it was in New Zealand about 10 days ago. Queensland's Health Minister Stephen Miles made the announcement a short time ago.
We are monitoring a cargo ship off the coast of the Sunshine Coast where we have now tested all of the crew to have tested positive. There's a meeting underway at the moment to determine if they will be evacuated to a hospital on the mainland and which hospital that will be. So we'll have more information to hand shortly. They will begin being counted in Queensland and Australia's COVID tally once they arrive on shore, so they are not currently counted as Queensland cases.
He says they're yet to confirm whether the positive cases on board the ship are genomically linked to the port workers here.
Yeah, so the New Zealand government have made requests for us to do that genomic sequencing that can confirm the information that they have to hand and provide some further information. We'll do that work. The initial tests only provide a positive or a negative result. The genomic sequencing, you'll recall from when we've done it at other times, can take up to a week.
Back home, COVID testers have been run off their feet on Auckland's North Shore after news a pub goer unknowingly had COVID when they went to the Malt Bar in Greenhithe on Friday. The Ministry of Health has stepped up its advice on who should get tested. It initially said anyone at the pub should get a test. Now it says the contacts of all those pub goers should too. And many of them were doing exactly that, as health correspondent Rowan Quinn found when she visited a testing centre.
Health authorities set up a pop-up clinic in Greenhithe today, swabbing from the back of a van after the new case was announced last night. It's one of two centres highlighted by health authorities as a place to get a test.
The queue is never-ending. We kind of expected that last night when we saw the case at the Greenhithe pub, because that's kind of our locals.
Nurse team leader Erin Banks and her small crew have been swabbing all day at Northcare Urgent Care Clinic on Auckland's North Shore. Both places say it's been a busy day, with the latest case very much front of mind.
Check their symptoms, check their contacts, any contacts to the port, the border, the pub, any of those kind of things, and that's all documented, and then we give them a swab.
The Director General of Health, Ashley Bloomfield, says it's not just those who are at the pub with the infected person who should get a test. All of their contacts should too, isolating until they get the results and minimising contact with people for a fortnight, even if they're negative. He says it's all about cutting the risk of an outbreak.
Because we're now day 6 and 7 after that possible exposure to an infectious person, that's right at the peak point where the vast majority of people would be, if they have become infected, would be showing up that infection.
Some of these people queuing today already had the message, starting with MJ, whose brother works at Malt.
He's doing well, so we're just waiting for his test results to come back as well.
My hubby was, they've been told this morning they've been close contact with the guy at Greenhithe. My word said, go get tested. Go get tested straight away.
My brother went to the bar on Friday and my work said, come get a test.
In Greenhithe, the local bakery's taken itself back to level 3 conditions, with pickups from a table at the door and a big bottle of hand sanitizer on hand. Owner Jonathan Norman says they're playing it safe.
It's always concerning when you have a case in the community, but if we're vigilant and you do what you're supposed to do and you sanitise and you, we've taken on our own accord to make sure people don't come into the shop, we sanitise, there's not much more you can do.
Daphne's wearing a mask as she comes in to get her morning coffee. She hopes people who are at the pub on Friday night will do the right thing and stay home and get tested.
It's such a close-knit community that it could go from there to here to there and we're away.
There's been some confusion over how and when the man who was at the pub caught COVID, with changing messages from health authorities. He's a casual contact of the Auckland port worker who surfaced last weekend, but may not have caught it from him. Both men had been on board the Safrana Seville ship, which now has two positive cases on board. After initially saying the man was exposed the same day he was at the pub, health authorities now say he was infectious that day. Epidemiologist David Skegg says the information flow's frustrating.
I must say it's somewhat garbled, just the you know, the days on which people were exposed and were infected and tested positive. Possibilities range from the fact that there could be a significant cluster developing in Auckland, or we could be lucky and there could be no more cases.
There were no new cases among the Russian and Ukrainian fishing crews in isolation in Christchurch today. There are 18 there with the virus, but all of them are undergoing an extra round of testing today. And three community testing centres will reopen for weekend work in Auckland for this long weekend. Mō te hōtaka o te ahiahi, ko Rowan Quinn DNA.